Today's shiur, Mishaburi Yaimi, is Simin Mem Ches, Oyimim Parshas HaTamid, Upsuke Karban Shabbos, Oyimim Eitzel Parshas HaTamid. Simin Mem Ches, interestingly, begins with a Ramah before the Mechaber even starts. I guess this is because the Mechaber, as we will see, in Sif Aleph, assumed that we say Parshas HaTamid, and he begins Sif Aleph with what one says together with the Parshas HaTamid. So the Ramah starts out before the Mechaber with a little bit of an intro, and he starts out saying, V'oimrim Parshas HaTamid, that we say the Parshas HaTamid. Now, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Bnei Yisrael, as you know, used to be makriv the Korban Tamid every day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. As it says in the Torah, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, v'yamar t'lehem, et karbani lachmi, etc. Tishmeru lakriv, k'vasim b'nei shenat, v'yim shnayim l'yam b'olas amid, esach keres achat b'asim, abagiv, esach keres ashenit, esach b'nei abayim. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have the ability to mekayim this mitzvah, and to do our obligation, in the proper way. But Chazal, had a mesira, she kol ha'oseik b'tayra, Parsha shel Karban, whoever's Osek in Torah, in the Parsha of Karban, is Ki'ilu Hikriv as a Karban, as if he was Makriv the Karban that he's Osek in. And based on this, there was a minhag to say every day the Parsha's HaTamid, and the Ramah goes on, V'yesh Omrim Seder HaMa'aracha. Now, what's the Seder HaMa'aracha? The Seder HaMa'aracha is the actual order of the Avodos. It's what is known. And if you look in the Karbanos, right after the Parshas Talmud, we have Abaye. It says Abaye have a Mesader. Right? Abaye was Mesader. The what? The Avoda. This was known as the Seder HaMaracha. What's known as Abaye have a Mesader. And here he would lay out the Seder of the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Namely, specifically the Karbanos and the Seder of setting up the fire on the Mizbeach, and the Eitzim on the Mizbeach, and the Dishon, and the taking away the ashes on coals from the Mizbeach, and all the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash B'chol Yom, is also said. So you have that, you say the Korban HaTamid, you say the Seder HaMaracha, and afterwards there's a part where we say Ribonai La'olamim, right afterwards, if you check out Yisidr in the Korbanos, which basically talks about how Hashem commanded us to bring all these karbanos, and we mention how our saying the karbanos should be as if we were makriv these karbanos in the our saying it should be the equivalent of us having been makriv it in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Ribon HaOlam. Okay, so now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Nalef HaTamid. V'ibim Makayim HaKarav. We just said V'ibim Makayim HaKaravas Karban HaTamid. This is in place of the being makriv of the Karban Tamid. Shekein Kiblu Chazal. Chazal were Mekabel. Shevizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. When there's no Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein Yicholin LaHakriv Karbanis. And we can no longer be makriv of the Karbanis. Nisha Osek Bahen. U'Biparshi Osen. Whoever involves himself, whoever is Osek in the learning of these parshios, male alava kasuv, it's as if the Torah views it as if ilu hikrivim, as if he actually was makriv these karbanos. Ulekach yesh oimrim gam kain, and that's why we also say the seder hamaracha mitamzeh, same thing, because it goes through the whole seder of the avoda. Fumash nispashet aminag biyameinu, and this is what has been spread out as the minag in our day, lomar, to say B'chol Yom Abaye Havi Mesader. The Abaye Havi Mesader is what is known as the Seder HaMaracha. V'nir li Pashut. And it appears to be Pashut. Very important. You saw it here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Misha Yodeya Sefer, someone who knows Sefer, means Yodeya Sefer, meaning knows how to learn. Mitzvah Lulmod B'Gemara, Perish HaMeimra Zu. It's a mitzvah to learn in the Gemara the actual Perish of this Meimra, the actual Perish of this Amoraic statement of Abaye going through the Seder HaMa'aracha. So too, we say every day the Asiyas HaKetores, Asiyas HaKetores, the Pitu HaKetores is said also in the Karbanos in the morning before Baruch Shama, in Eretz Yisrael, say it after davening, Pitu HaKetores, Kadesh Yavin Mashu Omer. You should understand what you're saying. Uvizeh, you have to learn these things so that you know what you're saying. Uvizeh Techashev Lo HaAmira B'mkoyim HaKetorah. And it's by understanding the Asiyas HaKetores, the Parsha of the Asiyas HaKetores, and what we say about in the regarding the Keteris from the Gemaras and the Mishnayos and the Brises, then the Amira is B'mkayim HaKtara. Then the Amira is like in the place of the HaKtara, the offering of the incense. Pitur HaKtaris is the making of the incense and the offering of the incense, very important avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein kasvu asvarim. And this is what the Svarim write. Mashamar HaGemara. The Gemara says, Kol HaOseik B'Parshas HaOla. And the Gemara says, whoever is Osek in the Parsha of Ola, that Malal of Akasav Kilu Hikrivim, says if he was Makriv, HaKavana Shu Misasek La'avin Inyana. The Kavana is that he's Misasek, he's involved himself to understand the Inyan, what the Ola is about, what all these Karbanas are about. Lo Amira Satevas Levan, I'm just saying the words. Kasav HaMagan Avram, Magan Avram writes, the Parshas HaKavanas Yoymer Bamida. He's adding now something else. The Magen Avraham says that when you say the Karbanos, you should say it standing. Tugmas HaKarbanos Shel Bamida, the same way the Karbanos were offered, had to be offered Bamida, not sitting. However, the Shari Tshuva writes the name of a number of Achronim that are cholek on this Magen Avraham, because it's not mamish like being makriv Karbanos. And therefore, you don't have to have all the dinei of korban. You don't have to be standing. And then he writes the Mishnah Berurah: Ubepri megadim kasav the mikol makom parshas hatamid roi lamoid. However, he says, still very appropriate. Anyway, even if you don't hold like the Magen Avraham, and you hold like the Shari Tshuva, the parshas tamid you definitely should be standing for shekorin b'tzibur b'kol ram. Why shekorin b'tzibur b'kol ram? That since these type of minag to say the parshas hatamid in the tzibur out loud. We don't do this today, but they used to do it. So therefore, for sure, you should stand. Also, it was said the berhetev writes in the name of derech chachma. Also, it's important to say the parshas hatamid with the tzibur, with the shliach tzibur. And check out the Shari Tshuva, Shehissig al Zeh. The Shari Tshuva argues with this. What's the issue? The Berhetev, Shem Derech Chachma, they basically hold that since the Karban HaTamid was Nikra of B'tzibur, it should be said with B'tzibur. The Shari Tshuva takes issue when he says the whole Tzibur wasn't necessarily there, B'shas HaKrava, only the Anshei Maimon were there. And therefore, since everyone is saying it to himself, right, it's not something that has to be said with Sibur. He then continues the Mishnah Berurah. La kasav prima gadim, asha kasav besidurim, benusach hayihi ratzon, kiilu hekravnu karban hatamid. The Yirsan, the Sidurim, in the Ribbana, if you look in the Ribbana Ailamim, so the Girsa we have is kiilu hekravnu, yiratzon kiilu hekravnu karban hatamid. And there are other Girsas, Yesh Garsan hekravti. So plural and there are different gersos. We say plural hikravnu or singular hikravti. He says ainu nachom. So for sure, the singular hikravt is not right. Ki hikravti parshas chatas abaylon kai. It's meaningful to say hikravti by parshas chatas because by chatas it's the personal carbon of the bailam, and therefore you could say kilu hikravti. Masha'en came b'tamid by the tamid which ain yachid mikri bailam. The yachid is not considered the bailam. And even the Girsa of Hikravnu is not really the appropriate Lashon. You know, even the Anshei Maimed, that not every one was the one that actually were Makrivit. So it was really appropriate, as he goes on to say, Uvatur ha-Girsa ki'ilu karev ha-Tamid b'mo'ado. The real Lashon should be ki'ilu karev, not care, not as we have it in our, if you look in the Siddur, we have it as Hikravnu. Vizeh nachon, really just a kilu karav. However, Shari Tshuva miyashev gam agirsa shalanu. Shari Tshuva basically shows that even hikravnu, even hikravti, he shows, can be meaningful and referring and would be a meaningful, even though there was the mamadois that used to go ahead and be makar of the karbanos. We now continue with the Ramah. The Ramah continues the Emiyafshar. Right? It's at the Ramah at the end of the previous page. Emiyafshar la'amro bitzibur. And if you can't say these things bitzibur, yachal la'amro bebeso. What's he talking about here? See, Emiyafshar la'amro bebeso. The issue is like this. Not all places would say all of these things in the tzibur together. They only say, for example, only the parshas HaTamid, and they do it out loud. So you wouldn't be able to say all these things there in the shul, because the shul, which would in those days say everything out loud, like sort of like they have in the Sephardi shuls today, where they say everything out loud, would only say the parshas HaTamid, and therefore you couldn't say all these things, like the Tamid, say the Rama Racha, Yibon Elamim, Ketairas, etc. Yachal Amro V'Beisai, the same in your house, the Lachzor Pashas Tamid Levad in Matzibur, and you'd be allowed, if you said all these things in your house, when you went to shul and daven together with the shul, when they were davening everything out loud, you'd be able to repeat the Pashas HaTamid, which you said already with all the other things in your house, that alone you'd be able to repeat with the Tzibur. But he says, "V'yichavein b'pam ashniya," the second time, when you're saying it over in the shul, the second time, you should have kavana that you're saying it kikarei b'taira, not as a repeat of the, not as a repeat of the incarnation of the karban. Not as you're saying it kikarei b'taira, not as the karban. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, b'tzibur, shedarcham be'oisa. Because the derech in that place where the Ramah was talking about was that they'd only say the Parshas HaTamid with the Tzibur, and therefore he would say everything else with the say the Hamaracha, etc. in the house, and then come back to the Tzibur v'lachzor Mishnah Berurah Gimel v'lachzor, and he would repeat the Parshas HaTamid. Shemin Hagim Haya Mikedem, the minag, an old minag they used to have, Leimara Kol Biyachad B'Kol Ram. They used to say everything, all davening together, the Kol Ram. V'mkein lo yachol l'shtok be'es sheyimru b'tzibur. You wouldn't be able to stay quiet when the whole tzibur was saying the Parshas HaTamid, the Yemin Karmilsa, because it would be clear and obvious that you're not saying the Parshas HaKarban together with the rest of the tzibur. So therefore you'd want to go ahead and repeat it and be not by Rishman at tzibur. So what should you do? So Rama said, you should be at Kavana the second time as Kikarei B'Taira. So Ayin B'Tur, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivka and Dalet, Ayin B'Tur, Shuhu Rak L'Ravacha D'Milsa. This is only an added good thing. Shalo Yen Nira, so it shouldn't appear Ki'ibu Makriv, it shouldn't appear like you're being Makriv Shnei Samidim. It shouldn't appear like you're bringing two Samidim. But, you know, obviously, it's not Me'ikar Adin, because not like you're MS being Makriv to Karbonos. It just appears that way, and therefore it's clearly not a Bal Taisif. We continue back into the Ramah. V'nagu ha-medaktikim, and the minag of the medaktikim, very careful in the Avodas Hashem, l'snoineya b'shah shekarim v'tayra, these medaktikim would shake when they would read the Torah. Dugmas ha-tayra shenitnu b'retet, like the giving of the Torah, which was given, right, beretet, in trembling, and therefore when you're learning, when you're reading Torah, you shuckle and shake as if you were mekabel the Torah. V'chein, and this is where the minhag comes, b'shash mispalim, and also they would shuckle when they would daven. Al shein, based on the pasuk, kol atzmo sayi tomarna Hashem mi chamocha, pasuk says, all my bones, all my limbs would say, Hashem mi chamocha, Hashem who is like you. In other words, there's a pasuk supporting the fact that your whole body should be involved in the praise of Hashem, and you do that by shakling, by getting into it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sifkat and Hey, Bishashim Ispalim. He's saying here, when you're davening, you should also be shakling. He says, "Yesh paiskim shecholkid al zeh." There are paiskim that are cholik. V'aymim and say, "No, de betfila ain lisnaya." In tefila, you should not shake, you should not shakle. Rak b'suket zimra, only in b'suket zimra. In Birkas Kriya Shema, the Limud HaTorah, when you're learning Torah, Afilu Shebal Peh, even when you're learning Torah Shebal Peh, Haminag Lisnaneya,
The minhag is to do what? Is to shuckle and shake. But tefillah is not that way. Tefillah is something, tefillah is supposed to stand still, like we see by Chana, rak svaseha nos, rak, only her lips by Chana were moving. And not the guf, not the body. So different shitas, so the kasa of Magad Avram, but the Magad Avram writes, if those who go like the first opinion that shake and shuckle during davening, during tefillah, during Shemoneh Esrei, that's appropriate. And those who don't do it, that's also appropriate. And he says, this is really not determined necessarily based on your minag, but rather the nature of the person. How does the person daven better? If you have better kavana when you shake, when you shuckle, then shuckle. And if not, stand like this, still, without chuckling. And therefore you see a lot of people doing different things. It's interesting, you see a lot of the big, you know, most, a lot of the big gedolim, they don't shuckle that much. They seem to stand still. Definitely the Litvisha gedolim and Talmid Chacham and Rosh Yeshiva, most of them are not shuckling that much. But anyway, he says everyone should do what's better for their kavana. Uvavad, he goes on the Mishabura, Shiyachavi Livo. Minimally, the important is he should have kavana, a kavana salev. But then he goes on. Uktas v'snani and tenua b'shubeshet. But some people shake a shaking that's all messed up. Not a good shaking. Shaguf, what's the inappropriate type of shuckling and shaking? Shaguf omeid alamdo, where basically his body is still. Rak barosh, just his head, is hofech, pam liyamin and pam lismol, derech gaiva. But his head is going back and forth to the right and to the left. That's derech gaiva. That's an approach of, has a look of gaiva and ein lasos kain. And you should not do this. Interesting. You see people that do sway right and left. But I'm not sure if that's the same thing he's talking about, because people usually sway right and left, usually move their body also. So I don't know if that's included in what he's talking about. So now finally we get to what the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shulchan Aruch first starts now. Aleph. Back to Shulchan Aruch. B'Shabbos, Oymrim, Eitzel, Pashas, HaTalmid, P'sukei, Musaf, D'Shabbos. So now he's getting to what are the Karban Tamid that you say. So you say the Tamid, as we said, Karban Ilach, Mili Shai, and we say, Esakeres, Achat, Esakeres, 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 which is the daily Karban Tamid. But on Shabbos, next to the Pashas Tamid, he says you should say the P'sukim of the Musaf, the additional Karbanos that are brought on Shabbos. But he says, Avalo, Rosh Chodesh, V'yomto. But not, you should not say the extra karbanos musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, only Shabbos. Why? And they should carry in batara b'sukei musaf, because those you actually say in Kriyas HaTorah. We don't on Shabbos. We don't daily read the karban musaf. Why? Because those are only two psukim, and you need to have a minimum of three psukim. But Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, we actually are korei batara the karban musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, and therefore we did not say it in the earlier karbanos. Or the Ramah. Haga, the Yesh Omrim, and there are those that say Shevaskirin Gam Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Others say, you do say in the Karbanos in the morning on Rosh Chodesh, the Karban of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Noagin, and this is the Midah. Today, in order to Lefarsim Shehu Rosh Chodesh, in order to go ahead and be Mefarsim, to publicize this Rosh Chodesh, V'cheinu Lekaman Simin Tav Chaf Aleph. So he says here, the Ramah says, not only do you say, that's why we have it in our Sidurim, not only do you say the Musaf of Shabbos in your Karbanos in the morning, so too the Musaf of, not only the Musaf of Shabbos, but also the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah of Sifkat and Vav. Aval Yom Tov Ein Sarichim Lefarsim. But Yom Tov, you don't have to go ahead and do what? You don't have to go ahead and be Mefarsim, publicized. Why? Shekvaru Mefursim Mietmol. Because it's already publicized in the fact that there's an Isur Malacha the night before. Aval Shabbos, but Shabbos, Aval Pishu Mefursim. But Shabbos is also Mefursim. You can't do Malacha the night before. There, Omim Mosab Shachmas. There you say in Shachmas. Why? Sherei Ein Yichon the Kros Torah. Because you can't say it later in Torah, when in Kriyas HaTorah. And they Sheim Ba Ela Shnei Psukim. Because there are only two Psukim. And therefore, we don't say Kriyas HaTorah of the Musaf of Shabbos. And therefore, that's why we will say it in the Karbanos in the morning. And he says, Kemo Shizbar, B'Simon Reish Pei Gimel. And we see in Simon Reish Pei Gimel that you don't say a parsha that only has two Psukim. Just to be aware, there are shitos that hold that saying the parashas Tamid Bizman Hazeh is actually midaraisa. So it is an important one of the karbanos. Even if you're minag, based on the time you get to shul, not to say any of the karbanos,
Parshas HaTamid should definitely be, you know, said.
Simon Memtes. Sheyachol lomar kriyas shema baal peh. What's this talking about? So the Gemara in Gittin that basically is Dereish and Isser that Dvarim Shebechsav Iyat Tarashay loymer al peh. Torah Shebechsav cannot be said by heart. Baal peh. There are different pshatim. We're only going to focus on the ones that the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah bring up. So therefore, let's look inside. Sifal. Afagav the kaimel on Dvarim Shebechsav Iyat Tarashay lo amram al peh. Even though it says in the Torah that Dvarim Shebechsav, so even though it says, is Alacha, that Dvarim Shebechsav is not allowed to be said by heart, Kol Davar Sheragil V'Shagor B'Piyakol, anything that is very familiar to all people, that they say it all the time, and everyone knows these words, Kigon, Kriyashma, like Kriyashma, Birkas Kohanim, right, Yivrechecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, and Parshas Tamid, V'Chayotzeben, Mutter, it is permissible. These three things and other things like them, it would be permissible to say it by heart. Because it is shagor b'fi hakol. If katan aleph, dvarim shebichsav, suma mutter lekros bal peh. A blind person is allowed, no matter what, to read psukim by heart. Mishum eis lasos l'ashem heifu Torah sefa. This is a basic klal that says, since Torah will be lost from these people, or from people, and there's no other choice, he could actually be made for a Torah, he could go against what for others, but for them, there's obviously a special heter because Torah needs to, every person needs to have a connection to Torah, and then they would not be able to learn Torah Shebuch Sav if they had to read it from the klaf, because they're blind. Same thing would apply if someone was in prison, and he can't get a hold of a chumash, he would be able to, no matter what, even so, say the psukim by heart. Beis, iatab. Kasav Avedvaz Chelek Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. This is going on that you're not allowed to say it Baal Peh. Lekros HaParsha Baal Peh B'Shash HaShliach Tzibur Korei Ani Nizar Aval Eino Eini Mochel LaAcherim. The Radvaz says that to read the Parsha by heart when the Shliach Tzibur is reading it, I am Nizar not to do it. But I don't stop others. Mishum, why? The Yesh Poskim Gusra Poskim Harbe. There are poskim that actually hold that the whole iser of saying Torah Shebuch Sav Baal Peh is when you're being motzi others. So if you were being motzi others in the Torah Shebuch Sav, then you would have to go ahead and read it from the klaf, like you have in Kriyas Torah. V'chein kasav b'ateres zekenim u'be'er agra, and the ateres zekenim and the be'er agra hold this way. Gimel. And it seems like the Mishnah Berurah actually holds this way as well. So therefore, it would come out that even if it's not shugar b'pi kol, according to this opinion, if you're not being motzi others, you'd be allowed to do it. Gimel, la'amram bal peh, you wouldn't be allowed to say it by heart. Misha darish barabim baharbe psukim shebetorah, someone who teaches barabim in public, many psukim in the Torah, and is mekashal l'chapeis b'chol shah b'chumash, and it's tough for him to go searching out and seeking out every moment from the Chumash, Mibnei Kava Tzibur, based on the Kvod HaTzibur, Efshe Sheyesh LaHakel, it's possible, based on Kvod HaTzibur, you'd be able to be Mako. Ayein the Yuma, Betoises Yishanim, Dibra Maschil, he says, you look in Yuma, in the Toses Yishanim there, in Dibra Maschil Uva Asor, in the Dibra Maschil Uva Asor, Beteretz Rishonim, Teretz Basra, in the first answer, and the second answer, Ubeir Agra, Hiskim Ladina, the Teretz Basra. And the Be'er Agra was maskim Alachal Maisa to the second Teretz. So what's he saying here? So he's quoting this Taisus Yishanim there in Yuma that in his first Teretz there, in the Teretz Rishon, he supports this last idea that Mishum Kvod HaTzibur, they were Mekel. That opinion there is talking there about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he was reading from the Torah. He didn't have to open up the Torah, he read it Baal Peh. And the reason they're giving the error is because of Kvod HaTzibur. They didn't have to go ahead and open it. And that opinion basically held that this was sort of a mitzvah to do it this way. It's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar to do it this way, and therefore Mishum Kvod HaTzibur, they allowed you to go ahead and read it Baal Peh. It was just a mitzvah min ha-mufchar not to read the Torah Shebuch Sav Baal Peh. The second Teretz there is in line with what we said, B'Shem HaGra, which once again seems to be the tilt of the Mishnah Berurah, that namely
this iser of saying Dvarim Shebichsav, things that are written as Torah Shebichsav, Baal Peh, is dafka if you're being motzi others. And since the Kohen Gadol wasn't motzi others in that scenario, and whenever we're not going to be motzi others, we would have this heter. Mr. Gruha Sifka and Dalid is Shagur. So the Shulchan Aruch had his criteria was that if something is Shagur b'fi kol, if it is something that is known to all, then you'd be able to say it Baal Peh, even though it's written b'ksav. So he points out, Mr. Gruha Avalim, Eino Shagur b'fi kol. If it's not Shagur b'fi kol, it's not something that is known and, you know, by everyone, even though it is very familiar and would still be usher. What were the examples the Shulchan Aruch gave? Sivkat and Hekigon Kriyashma. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Chaim Psuket Izimra. And Psuket Izimra would be similar. It's something that everyone knows. The Psuket Izimra, he knows these Psukim of Tehillim. So even though it's Torah Shebich Sav, it still could be said, Baal Peh, Vav, Uparshas Atamid, and Parshas Tamid, Kasav Amagan Avram. Hamayin Beis Yosef, if you check out the Beis Yosef, Yireh, it appears she gave Deos Shonos. There are a bunch of different reasons, but Tam Heter Amiros Elo Advarim Baal Peh. Even though Shulchan Aruch only seems to give one of them, the Beis Yosef seems to bring down a whole bunch of different reasons in the Heter for saying Psukim that are Bichsav Baal Peh. L'chein, therefore, Yesh Lizar Shulol Amash Shum Davar Baal Peh. Therefore, he's saying you should be careful not to say anything Baal Peh, Ki Im Mashen Nizkar Po B'Shulchan Aruch, except for that which is specified here in the Shulchan Aruch. U'v'chuvas Chovas Yair, Matir Leimar Kol Sefer Tehillim Baal Peh, and the Chavis Yair also Matir allows all of Sefer Tehillim Baal Peh by heart. The Kevan Shul Oyre Rachmei Hashem Avilei Ketvila, since it's to go ahead and get it's to plea Hashem's mercy when you're saying Tehillim, it is like tefila, and therefore you'd be able to say it Baal Peh, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes, when you're Elisha Yesh L'smochalav, you would be able to rely on this opinion. The Belav Hachi Das Ateres Zekenim V'Agra Ka'aposkim, the Ateres Genim and the Gra, like the Poskim that we said before, the Dafka Lotzi Rabbe Midei Chavasan Aser, it's Dafka when you are being Motzi others, they hold it's only when you're being Motzi others is it Aser to say Dvarim Shebich Sav Baal Peh, and therefore if you combine the Chavas Yair who says Tehillim could be said Baal Peh, so you combine that with the Ateres Sekenim and the Gra, so Mishnah Berurah says he could be Mekel. Zayin Mutter. And now he shows where he's going to be Machmir even more than the Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch seems to say carte blanche, if it's Shagur Bepiv, you'd be able to say it Baal Peh and not have to read it from Ksav. But he says, Moti Achemim ba Mirosa as a Ksuvim. If you're being Moti others from the Ksuvim, Mitzalid Amagan Avram. Amagan Avram basically says lahachmir shalo lomar baal peh b'chol gavmi. If you're being motzi others, you would not be able to say it baal peh at all, even if it is shagur b'fiv. Chayim mashmir divrei agra b'beiru, and this seems to be clear from the gra in his parish in his beir. Just to end off, very interesting. It comes out that, let's say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, who seems to be mitzadeh like the gra, but also the Shulchan Aruch, meaning that he holds that, number one, there's no heter if you're going to be motzi others, even if it's shagur b'piv. But also he seems to be saying dafka should do it, even if you're not being motzi, only on things that you are shagur b'piv, unless there are other tzadim leheter, like by Tehillim. Come out that according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a yeshiva called Zilberman's, which learns all of Torah Baal Peh, all of Torah Shebichsav, all of Tanakh, and they memorize and they do it Baal Peh, seemingly would be problematic, according to the Mishnah Berurah. So the poskim say that, you know, that obviously those that learn this way and follow this way are following the approach of the Gra. In fact, the Zilberman's who learns this way, the Zilberman's yeshivas, they learn Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh, and they learn all of Tanakh Baal Peh, is obviously going with the sheet of the Gra, who says that the only time it's going to be usher to learn Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh is if you're being motzi others. And here you're not being motzi others, you're just learning all of Tanakh Baal Peh.